Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom.
Playing on the dead string, showing love and kindness, until in I, the brutish man would never know, neither does the fool overstand his law, cause God has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and his thought is a purpose and a plan. And recline, His Majesty said unity and only done all. See, enough of them are the sick and the blind, you consider divine. And if place with get them all, we call we high and I go, sure. You find your personal life, you feel so different this time. You find position and prayer, balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite, where Babylon be like, trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be slow. Got to take it easy, please take it slow.
Shabbat Shalom, send it
Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, send it Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, send it Shalom.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, viziv anu lehiot, or Lagoyim, Banatan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
Thank you.
כאן שעשועים בנר יוצא מאבן להשקות את הגן, כי באמונה שהכל אחד הכל טוב הכל כך נהיה באהבה. אז היכן הפתח לשוב להיכנס לגניה אל המקום שכל כך השתוקקנו אליה? השער והפתח, תפתח פיך ותשאיר אליו, ככל שתמשיך יזרמו המילים ובוא לגן, בוא לגן.
אין עוד מלבדו, אין עוד מלבדו, אין עוד מלבדו.
Shabbat Shalom. Send it Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Thank you. African feet, they catch a bump, the conga drum, ringing out, come out of their people, come, from the pan the Indian reservation, some will go on to repatriation, some will claim the land of Canaan, and of the slave labor them be a possession.
Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, Aret. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the Aret, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Exiabihed the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool. For he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba-shalom.
I say give unto Rastafari, O mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
The Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace, 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 peace.
Mizmor Kaftet, Mizmor Le David. Havu l'Adonai bene Elim. Havu l'Adonai kavod va'oz. Havu l'Adonai kevod shemo. Yishtahavu l'Adonai behadrat kodesh. Kol Adonai al hamayim el hakavod hir'im. Adonai al mayim rabbim. Kol Adonai bakkoah. Kol Adonai behadar. Kol Adonai shover arazim. וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש, כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו, ושלום, 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 ושלום,
שבת שלום, שבת
שלום,
שבת
שלום,
שבת
שלום,
שבת
שלום,
שבת
שלום,
שבת
שלום,
שבת
שלום.
Ana, bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana, ana, bekoach. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. Untangle our knotted fate. Aver Arina Ta Amica. Accept your people, the high people's song. Aver Arina Ta Amica. Zangaveid, Zangaveid, Zangaveid. Ahreinu. Nora, Nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangaveid, Zangaveid, Zangaveid. Ahreinu. Elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one. Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubavata Shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubavat Shamrei. Barkem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidik Atekta, Tamida, Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, pity, Barkem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidik Atekta, Tamida, may your righteousness always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Uvaka, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness lead your flock. Yachida Ge'eh Le'ameka B'nei Zokhreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokrei, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Shawatenu Kavel. Accept our cries. And hear our screams. Accept our cries, our shout outs. Show I did. Kavir Ushma. Ushaikaden. Yo de a ta elumot. O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yo de a ta elumot. Baruch Hashem, Kvod Malkuto, Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Thank you. Shah Rastafari.
Jam Rastafari. Jam Rastafari. Jam Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay.
לך דודי, 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 לך דודי, לקראת התעלה, פני שפעת, נקפלה. Come, oh friend, the bride to meet. Come, oh friend, the Sabbath greet. לך דודי, לקראת התעלה, פני שפעת, נקפלה. To be repeated after each stanza. לך דודי לקראתי התעלה פני שפעתי הנקפלה. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, divine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. ואחד ושמו אחד, אחד, אחד. ואהי ובי ויבי, שאהוב. יהיה, שאהג'ה אחד ושמו אחד. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'Chaim U'Lati Areta, W'Tehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'Ka Dodi L'Krati Ekala, B'nei Shabbati N'Kabala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing Baraka divine. Blessings I vine. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king of the Nagus, even Nagus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee. Again to his grace. Lecha dodi likrati akala. Pnei shabbati nikapala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati akala. Pnei shabbati nikapala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikapala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunt, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom, his bride. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikapala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim's deeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikapala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Shah Rastafari. We, I and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. We, I and I, welcome thy night. Lekha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath
Hot Shabbat, the Senbet greet.
Love it, the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine and Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in
unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in
מזמור צד הבט מזמור שיר ליום השבת טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות עלי עשור ועלי נבל עלי היגיון בכינור כי שמחתני אדוני בפועלך במעשה ידיך ארנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד, ואתה מרום לעולם, אדוני. כי הנה אויביך, אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן, בתרם תרעם קרני, בלותי בשמן רענן, ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק התמר יפרח, בארז בלבנון יסגה, שתולים בבית אדוני, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולת בו.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
The lion, written in the book of life, from the beginning. Jah love is the gates of Zion, for another dwelling place of Jacob. Though we are sins unspoken of thee, city of God. Though we are sins unspoken of thee, all the most high of Jireh. Jah reign in Mount Zion, Jah reign. And Jah are the lion, the lion. Ooh, yeah. All right.
Mount Zion, Jireh, and Jah are the lion. of Judah shall break every chain.
With Ethiopia, this man was born there, Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inslasia.
The whole place is due for help.
Voice Foundation is in all the mountains. Lord God love the gates of Zion more than all the gates of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of the old city of God, Selah. I must make mention of Rehoboam Babylon and to them that know I hold Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. Christ himself shall establish her, as well as the singer, and the players of an instrument shall be there. All my strength are this. Lord God, Jehovah, I highly Selassie is the first shall come, when he riseth up the people, that this man was born there. In the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. In the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. When I hear the united, the island of Jah. Hear the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Hear the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. We are in the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. When I hear the united, the island of Jah. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inslasia.
The whole place is due for help.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
With Ethiopia, this man was born there, Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Today's daily song, we have
Psalm 7.
Mizmor Zain, Shigayon le David, Asher Shar Ladonai, Al Divre Chush Ben Yemini. Adonai Elohai.
O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit, and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Today's daily psalm has an interesting superscription, just going from basic low degrees to high degrees. It's a shigayon. Shigayon, some say, is an aberration, a dithyrambic or a rambling poem composition, a shigayon. So we have here in the superscription from the Sefer Tehillim, here we have Mizmor Zain, or the seventh psalm, the seventh chant in the Psalter, the book of the praises, the Sefer Tehillim, the book of Psalms. Here in the superscription, it says, Shigayon li David asher shar la Yehova al divrei kush ben yimini. Now often this is translated, let's go from the KJV, it says, Shigayon of David, of David, which he sang to the Yahweh concerning the words of Cush, or Cush, the Benjamite. Now let's pause right here. Many have reasoned on this and say, well, where does this right here really come from? You know, in other words, who is this Cush? Some say it's maybe another name to refer to Saul. Now we know that Saul and David, you know, the great, almost like the brothers, it continues the fratricide from the beginning, that fratricide, brother versus brother, because they are both Israelites. They are both Bnei Yisrael. They're both sons of Israel. And also, among sons of Israel, what makes them so unique is that they both are Moshiach. They both are Moshiach. They both are anointed. Saul, Shaul, he's the king. You know, he's the Melech of Yisrael at this time. And David, the shepherd boy, growing up, joining the army, so forth, and so on, the court of David, you know, being circumspect, behaving himself wisely. Right? There's this enmity. When the spirit of Yahweh left Shaul, and an evil spirit, a horrible spirit came upon Shaul. And so this is where many of the Psalms, they focus on this right here. But here in the superscription of today's psalm, we have Cush the Benjamite. Was Saul a Cushite? So some of the theories and reasonings and studies is very interesting. Now, what we propose, and it's briefly right here, what we propose is in the Hebrew sometimes, in the manuscripts, sometimes some letters that we know from the Hebrew and the Asherite, or what's called like the Babylonian Hebrew, the square Hebrew, the later Hebrew, because of the particular shapes of the Hebraic hieroglyphs or the glyphs, the fidel, the shapes of the letters. Some letters are very similar, you know, to each other. We mentioned just previously in a psalm from a couple of days ago, there was the Reish, the Dalet Reish. Dalet, which is the D, Dalet, right? Dalet, the Dalet, and the Reish. Reish is the R. If you look at them in Hebrew, especially in the later Masoretic Hebrew, they look very, very much similar. Now, this sometimes causes one word, and may have, no doubt, among copyists, to be one letter to be taken for another letter, and maybe a word that somewhat is similar or has a little different turn up or turn down to it, a little different nuance to it. And this is what we have here in the superscription. Because I looked at this even myself, I said, very, very interesting. You know, it's very interesting that we, you know, would find this to be the case, you know, with the psalm that we have in front of us here today. Now, what we need to do is we need to get a hard copy of the Book of the Seven Seals, right? Hard copy. We have before us, we have some of the digital, you know, the digital points of reference, you know, with the, you know, technology and everything. But in one particular, I think it's the Yota. Okay, we have it right here. We can get it off of this phone right here. We need to look at the superscription here to today's daily psalm. In the Royal Amharic, we have Psalm 7, Mezmor Sabat, and the superscription here, Sila bin Yamawi, concerning Benjamite, a man of Benjamin, Sila Kuz. So here it has the Z, Kuz, not Kush, but Kuz, Kal. Le'egziyavihar ye zemro ye dawit mezmor. To Egziyavihar, to the stain of the good, the excellent Father, to Ha'elohim, to the true good, the true God, the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. It says, Le'egziyavihar ye zemro ye dawit mezmor. Yezemro, that which he chanted for and to the sustainer, a psalm of David, which he chanted, a vocal intonation, mezmor. We have mezmor in the Amharic, corresponding to the Hebraic, mizmor, from the zemre, or the zamer, a chant, a vocal intonation, word, sound, power. So here we have, sila din yamawisov, sila kuzkal, le'egziyavihar, yezemro, yedawit, mezmor. This is in the Royal Amharic, the Book of the Seven Seals. The Negus and Neges, Targum, the King of Kings, Targum, right? The King of Kings, you say, interpretation, the King of Kings, translation. So here, looking at the name Cush, right? Now Cush, if you look at it, we have H3568, Cush or Ethiopia, the name of a son of Ham or Ham, and of his territory. That's the first entry that we have in the Mackelson's Enhanced Strong's, the Hebrew dictionary for the H3568 Kush, the Kaf, the Wow, and the Sheen. In other words, the K-W-H, that's the Hebrew, the K-W-H, the Kaf, Wow, and the Sheen. And the first entry is Kush, open parenthesis, or Ethiopia, close parenthesis, comma, the name of a son of Ham, or Ham. In the Ethiopic, we say Ham, and then also one's known of Kemet, right, in Egypt, and of his territory. The second entry is this, also an Israelite, go look it up, brothers and sisters, right, in the Strong's Dictionary, the H3568 word is Kush. They have it spelled as K-U-W-S-H, or in the phonetics, K-O-O-S-H, Kush. So we have the Kaf, the Wow, or the Vav, and the Sheen. But then the second entry says, also an Israelite. Open bracket, probably a foreign origin, close bracket. So they have this here. Strong's put that probably a foreign origin from his perspective. And in the Hebrew, you know, so we can go down to the roots. He turned to people of pure language and beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Maybe the daughters might disperse my suppliants, shall bring my offering. We have this in Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, turning to the people of pure language. So here we have the Royal Amharic, the Metzhav Kedus, and the Gus, right, in our studies, so we can get to the real roots. So concerning Cush, who is this Cush the Benjamite? A lot of speculation has been made concerning Cush the Benjamite in Psalm 7, in the superscription of Psalm 7. And this has somewhat led to certain very interesting interpretations, very interesting assertions, opinions, so forth, and so on. Right? Here in the Sefer Tehillim, today's psalm is appeal. Is called an appeal to the heavenly judge. Mamarinya besidet gizeh in exile ye sarku so elot. Besidet gizeh, being in exile, in the time of exile, ye sarku, the righteous or the just sa'u. Ye sarku so, the righteous, the just man's elot, the just man's prayer. Appeal to the heavenly judge. Another prayer for protection under attack by ruthless foes. The title ascribes the psalm, the Mizmor, to Dawid, to David, as having been composed by him concerning Cush, a Benjamite. The Bible has no mention of him. So in the scriptures, we don't have a mention of this Cush, the Benjamite. But as a Benjamite, he may have been a staunch adherent of Saul, Shaul, because Saul was a Benjamite, Yaman. Saul was a Benjamite, first king of Israel. He belonged to that tribe. We have this in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1. And this Cush, the Benjamite, was active, is thought to be one who was active in the king's pursuit of Dawid, of David. Now, in the Talmud, in the Judaic Talmud, Cush in the Talmud, in the teaching, because Talmud means teaching, the Timharit, we say Timharit. In the Timharit, Cush is identified with Shaul, with Saul. And the language of the Mizmor, of the Psalm, the chant, it fits closely to the circumstances of that episode in David's life. So we have this here in the superscription right here. So in looking at this particular name, I noticed something interesting. There is verse 11? Is it 12? In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, in the Hebrew, it'll be verse 13. But in the KJV, it would be verse 12. So let's go to verse 12 for a moment, and just some hints into what may have occurred. And this really seems to fit, but I pose this for the Hagarim and for others to also follow up and, you know, either yay it, you know, verify it, or deny it based on some evidence or based on a reasonment concerning the evidence that we're bringing forward here. So we have Psalm 7, verse 12. It says, "If he turn not, he will wet his bow. He hath bent his..." Slicker. Reading too fast. Let's slow down. Let's come again. "If he turn not, he will wet his sword." He will wet his sword. "He hath bent his bow and made it ready." So here we have verse 12. Verse 12 in the King James Version in the English, corresponding with the Hebrew 13th verse, because of superscription, count as a verse. It says, right here it says, Im lo. Right? If he does not, Yashub, if he does not repent, Im lo Yashub, Harbo yiltosh, he will sharpen, in that sense, sharpen, to wet, is a euphemistic English, you know, idiom to say he will sharpen his sword, the harbo yiltosh, he will wet his sword, Kashto darak. He has bent his bow. Kashto. The kashto, his bow. Darak. Kashto darak. Why koneneha. So his bow, really the darak. I look at that like the derek. Derek is the way. So if it's a bow, and what is similar to a bow and like a path, is the straightforwardness. So he's straightening it out to go along that way. The darak, ashto darak. Here we have bent his bow to straighten out that bow right there. Why koneneha. And he has repaired, in a sense, according to the Hebrew, her, bringing out. He has repaired her. He has repaired his bow. He has repaired she. He has repaired her. Now, when we look at this word for bow, right, like the bow and arrow, the bow, is we have the H7198. We have the keshet, which is like the arch. It's really like the arch, the keshet. Like, so the bow, keshet, the bow, the rainbow, the keshet, right, the keshet. Here, Bamarinya, in Kuter Asrahulet, verse 12, it says, Batameles sugin, if he does not repent. Batameles sugin. Im lo yashuv, if he does not turn, if he does not repent. Batamelesu, to return. Batamelesugin. Seifun islam. He sharpens his sword, because to sharpen the sword, one would wet it. Kestun. So here in the Amharic, we have another Afro-Shemitic root word, keset. Asset. In the Royal Amharic, we have asset. In the Hebrew, we have kashto, kastu, kastu, tomato, tomato, in that sense, dialects, right? So we have kashto darak. So we have he, ben, the darak, like the derek, darak is the tribe, is to go with darak, to tread, to walk, or to string a bow, right? By treading on it and bending it. You know, when one treads on their bow and bending, the keset. Now, the keset is an interesting word, right? The keset is an interesting word. So we're going to focus on the keset in the Amharic, or the keshet, right? The keshet in the Hebrew, the keshet. So you have a sense of the arch. The arch plus the arrow, or the bow, right? The bow. So we have the bow and the arch. Now, when we get to the root of this and we start to investigate this word, some say it is from the H7185, kasha, the word kasha. Kasha means to be dense. Kasha means something to be tough or severe. There's various applications. You know, even when we look at the bondage, that is an adjectival word that's added to that service and that labor with rigor. So when we have it kind of from that form of the word, the kasha, kasha, right? The kof, sheen, and the hey, kasha, kasha means to be dense, to be tough, to be severe, to be cruel, like we have the taskmasters and the bondage. It wasn't just service. It wasn't just employment and service, but it was cruel with rigor, right? In the essence of being tough, dense, but also that bending, right? Bending and breaking kind of work. Now, we have another word that's linked to it, and that's the H6983 is linked to the keshet. And this word is the kof, wow, and sheen, which is interesting when we put the kof, wow, and sheen word side by side with the kaf, wow, and sheen. One word would make kush, and the other word would make kosh. Now, kosh is a verb. Kosh is a verb that means to bend. Kosh is a verb that means to bend. Then it's also linked with the word, the H3369, to set a trap. In King James Version, the kosh sounds like kush, the difference is the click. Kosh, kush. One is a kaf, kush is a kaf, we get a soft K, and then we have kosh is a Q, as a Q sound, but we could call it special K, right? Kosh, right? Kush, Ethiopia, the Israelite also, as Strong's bring out. And here we have kosh, and kosh is to bend, right? But it also can mean to set a trap or to lay a snare. So the H6983 means to bend in the first. In the second instance, it can also mean to lay a snare or to set a trap. And then now when we refer to the link to kosh, we have yakosh. Walk with me, Havering, walk with me on this. Yakosh, the H3369, Yakosh means to ensnare, whether in a literal sense or in a figurative sense, learning to read the sign language in a figure of speech. KJV, we have fowler, like the fowler, right? One who lays a snare, right? To catch birds, in other words, to catch birds, a fowler. So we have Yakosh. Now, again, let's look at the superscription in the Hebrew. In the Sefer Tehillim, to Mizmor Zain, we have Shigayon Lit David Asher Shalai Hova Al Divrei Kush Ben Yemini. So we have Al upon Divrei upon the Divrei, the words of Kush is the way it reads here in the Katib, what is written. But really, what should be Kara, or the Kere, should really bring out the Yakosh, because here we have the last letter is a Yod, the Divrei, Divrei Yakosh, so the Divrei Kosh, right, bending the vocal. We find that in the seventh psalm, this is a hint, is this word for bow, right, this word for bow comes out in a very important sense in this 12th verse, right? In this 12th verse, it really brings it out. So we're just putting that on the bima right there, that where it says, Dibrei Kush, right? We have the Dalet, the Beit, the Reish, and the Yod, Dibrei Kush. As we mentioned before, there's a haplography, where sometimes one word that begins with a certain letter, right, has a word before it that ends with that same letter, and sometimes by the copyist and the scribe, that might just get dropped out. It's a reduplication of a letter where it gets dropped out, right? And also we have sounds, like we say kush, k Kush, and we say Kosh, Kosh and Kush. It's a sibilant, shibboleth sort of situation for the Habarim that understand what I'm pointing to there, where some people will say shibboleth, shibboleth. Others will say sibilant, where one might say Kush easily, but saying Kosh, Kosh might be difficult. It might not be a part of their mother tongue, right? Kosh. So when they hear Kosh, right, they say Kush. You know what I'm saying? So the Dibrei, so there's 2 points where we put forward that a possibility is speaking of this Ben Yamini, this son of the right hand, or this Benjamite, was an ensnarer. And another way of saying, like an ensnarer of the Benjamites, that Saul, right, had ensnared his fellows in a bad plan, in a bad idea, right? Because he could appeal to them and say, listen, you're a Benjamite, Jaman, Yaman, right? And Dawid, you know, Dawid is like a Yankee, you know, and we're Yadman. It was like that. I put this forward to one so one can understand the truth. It might seem like an offense, but it's not a sin. This brings out the essence of what we have here in today's daily psalm, and also clarifies certain things that may have been taken as either a mystery or something not fully explained, you know, so that the naysayers will use this and say, oh, look, this don't make no sense. Who is Kush? Who is Kush? You know, instead of recognizing the nuance of the linguistics. Now, the Amharic, as we mentioned already, it has Kuz, which is very, very interesting right there. Kuz, sile binna yamawiso, sile kuz, concerning the words of Kuz. So here it has K-U-Z instead of K-U-Sheen, you know, Kush. It has K-U-Z, Kuz, le'egziavye zemroye dawit mezmur. So here we propose the eshet, right, the ashto, kestu, his bow, and then getting to the kasha, one of the roots, and then getting to the kosh and the yakosh, to ensnare, the ensnare of the Benjamites, because this really caused a breach, right, for a long while, this kind of tribalism, and I liken it to the whole Yankee Yardie sort of thing, right, and so hopefully we, Jah people, right, can learn, whether Benjamite or Judahite, to come together, and let's learn from this right here, today's daily psalm, and appeal to the heavenly church, Mizmor Zain. Shigayon le Dawid, Asher Shah la Yahuwah, Al Divrei Kush, Ben, a Yemin 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 Ben.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Psalm 7.
Mizmor Zayin, Shigayon le David, Asher Shar, Ladonai, Al Divre Chush Ben Yemini, Adonai Elohai, 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 Elohai.
O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it, yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God triumphs the hearts and reigns. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit, and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High.
The light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language.
My Hebrew boy, everything takes time.
מזמור זין שיגיון לדוד אשר שר לאדוני על דברי חוש בן ימיני אדוני אלוהי בך חסיתי הושיעני מכל רודפי והצילני פן יטרוף כאריה נפשי פורף ואין מציל אדוני אלוהי אם עשיתי זאת אם יש עוול בכפיי, אם גמלתי שולמי רע, ואחלצה צוררי רקם, ירדוף אויב נפשי, וישג וירמוס לארץ חגי, וכבודי לעפר ישכן סלע. קומה אדוני באפיך, הנשא בעברות צורריי, ועורה אליי, משפט צדידה ועדת לאומים תסובבקה ועליה למרום שובה אדוני ידין עמי שופטני אדוני קציתי וכתומי עליי יגמור נא רע רשעים ותכונן צדיק ובוחן ליבות וכליות אלוהים צדיק מגיני על אלוהים, מושיע ישרלו. אלוהים שופט צדיק, ואל זועם בכל יום. אם לא ישוב חרבו ילטוש, קשתו דרך ויכונניה. ולא הכין כלי מוות, חיציו לדולקים יפעל. הנה יחבל אבן, והרע עמל ויעלת שקר. Vor tara vayahperehu, vayipol veshahat yifal. Yashuv amalo verosho, ve'al kodkodo hamaso yered. Ode Adonai kechitko, va'azamera shem Adonai elyon.
Up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language. You see?
Can you see? See the English language?
See the English language?
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things, the same things, the same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them.
Hear, hear, hear. Basic Hebrew, here, 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 baby Hebrew, Shema Yisrael, 1 to 22. Abba da da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na sa, a pa sa ka ra sha ta. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1 to 22. Abba ga da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na sa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta 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 a aleph ba beit ga gimel da dalet ha hey wa wow za zain cha chet ta tet ya yod ka kaf la lamed ma bein na nun sa samech a ein pa pei sa sadai A kof, ra resh, sha shin, ta tau,
ta tau,
ta tau,
ta tau,
aba gada ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na, sa a pa sa, ka ra sha ta, 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 ta.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
Mizmor Zain, Psalm 7, Psalm VII. Shigayon le David, Asher Shar la Yahweh, Allah divre kush ben yimini. Shigayon of David, that he sang to Jehovah concerning Cush, a Benjamite. Shigayon le Dawi, Asher Shala Yahowa, Al Divre Kush, Ben Yimini, Yahowa Lohai Bekaha City, Hoshaini, Mikola Rodfai, Wichatzleini, O Jehovah, my Elohim, in thee, in the eye have I taken refuge. Save me, save I from all them that pursue me, that pursue I, and deliver, and I liver I. Yahweh Elohai, Bika Hasiti, Hoshaini, Mikola Rodfai, Wichatzleini, Penit Rofa, Kaariena Avshi Porek, Wein Matzil, lest he tear my soul like a lion. Pena yitrofa k'aryena afsho, rending her in pieces while there is none to deliver. Porek w'ein matzil. Yahweh Elohai, im asiti zota, im yesha avella bekapo, O Jehovah, my Elohim, Yahweh Elohai. If I have done this, im asiti zot, if there be iniquity in my hands, im yesha avella bekapo, Im gamalti sholmi ra'a we'echaltz ori rekam, if I have requited him that did evil to me, to I, im gamalti sholmi ra'a, or spoiled mine adversary to emptiness, we'echaltz ori rekam, yeradof oyev nafshi, we yasega we yirmosa la aretz achayai ukovodi la afar yashke sela. Let the enemy pursue my soul, my psyche, and overtake it, and overtake her. Yeradof oyev nafshi weyaseg, and tread my life down to the earth. Weyirmosa la aretz chayai. Yea, make him lay my glory in the dust. Ukvodi la afar yashken. Selah. Dear Psalmer, pause. Kumah Yahuwah be'apikai nase be'avrota tzorai we'ura helaya mishpat atzuita. Arise, O Jehovah. Kumah Yahuwah in thine anger. Arise, O Jehovah, in thine anger. Kumah Yahuwah be'apika. Lift up thyself. Lift up thyself in indignation against mine adversaries. Hinase be'avrota tzorai. Yea, awake for me. Awake for I at the judgment that I has commanded. Wi'ura helaya mishpat atzuita. Wi'edata lumima te soveveka. Wi'aleha lamaroma shuba. And make the congregation of the peoples compass thee I about. Wa itata leumima te sobeveka, and over them return thou on high. We aleha lamarom shuba. Yahuwah Yadin Amim Shafteni Yahuwah Kutsidkiya Ua Kutumi Alai. Oh Jehovah, who ministereth judgment to the peoples, Yahweh Yadin Amim Shafteni Yahuwah. Judge I, O Jehovah, Shafteni Yahuwah, Kutsidkiyahu Kutumi Alai. According to my righteousness, Kutsidki, and according to mine integrity, U Kutumi, that is in me, Alai. Igmar na ra'arishayim, o tikonen tzadika, o bochena libota, o kalayot Elohim tzadik. Oh, that a full measure of evil might come upon the wicked, upon the ratchet. Yigmarna ra'a rishaim u'tikonen tzadik. And that thou, the I, wouldest establish, and that the I would establish the righteous, u'tikonen tzadik u'bochena libota. For the righteous, Elohim trieth the hearts and reins. Ubochena libota, ukelayot Elohim tzadik. Magini al Elohim Moshiach yishre le. My shield is with Elohim, Magini, all Elohim. My shield is upon Elohim, Moshiach, Yisraeli, who saveth, the one who saveth, Moshiach, Yisraeli, who saveth the upright in heart. Elohim shofet tzadik ve'el zo'im b'kol yom. Elohim is a righteous judge. Elohim shofet tzadik yei. A'el, that hath indignation every day. Ve'el zo'im b'kol yom. Im lo yashuva harboa yiltosha kashtoa daraka waya yikoneneha. If a man turn not, he will wet his sword. Im lo yashuv harbo yiltosh. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. Kashto tarak waya yikoneneha waya koneha, and made her ready. Willo hekina klema veta chitzayo lidolkima yifa'al. He hath also prepared for him the weapons of death, with lau hekin kle mavet, yea, his arrows that he made sharp. Chitzayo le dolki yifal. Hine Yihavela vena wehara amala we yalada shaker. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity. He nay. Yihabel awen awen. He travaileth with awen, with iniquity. Wehara amal. Yea. He conceiveth mischief wihara amal wiyalad shaker and bringeth forth falsehood. Borkara waya yachip rehu waya yipola bishachata yifal. He hath digged. He hath digged a pit, bor kara, and hollowed it, vayachiperehu, and is fallen into the ditch that he may, vayipol bishachata yifal. Yashub imalo birosho wa'alakadakodo chimaso yered. His mischief shall return upon his own head. Yashub imalo birosho. And his violence shall come down upon his own pate. Wi'alak adak odoa chimaso yered. Odeh Yahwa k'tzidkoa wa zamra shem yoa elyon. I will give thanks to Jehovah according to his righteousness. Odeh Yahuwah k'tzidko, and will sing wazamra, and will sing, will chant Isis wazamra shem Yahuwah elyon, and will chant Isis to the name of Jehovah Most High.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no want a mariner's call if we fly. Praise the Praise Most High.
Mizmor Zain. Shigayon Ledawi, Asher Shala Yahua. Al Divrei Kush Ben Yimini. Yahweh Lohai Beka Hasiti Hosheini. Nikola Rodfaya Hadleini. Tena Yitrofa Kariye Nafshi Porek. Wein Matil. Yahweh Lohai. Im Asiti Zota. Im Ayesha Vela. Im gamalti ya sholmi ra'a wa ikhalta storia rekam yarado fo yevnafshi wa ya sega wa yermosa la areza hayai ukovodi la afara yashke sala umah yahua de apeka hinase de avrota tsoraya ra elai mishpata suita wa etata lumima tesoveka we aleha lamarom shuva yawa yadin amima shafteini yawa kutsidkiya ukutumi alai יגמר נערה הרשעים ותכונינה צדיקה ובוחינה ליבותה וכליותה אלוהים צדיקה מגיני אללה אלוהים המושיעה ישרה לי אלוהים השופט הצדיקה ואל הזועים בכל היום אם לא ישוב החרבו ילד אושת אשתי הדרת ויה קוננה ולא ההקינה כלי המוותה חיצאיו לדולקימה יפעל הנה יחבל אבן והרע עמל וילדה שקר בור קרה ויחפרהו ויפולה בשחתה יפעל ישוב אמלו בראשו ועל הגד קודו וחמצו ירד עודה יהוה כאידו ווי זמרה שם יהוה עליון 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 today's psalm is more Zion. Psalm 7, Psalm Shigayon, Shigayon, impulsive speech, Shigayon, impulsive speech, Lid David of David, Asher Shar, which he sang, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to he who be, who he be, al divrei Kush, concerning the matter of Kush,
Kush,
Ben Yamin, the Benjamite, Shigayon Ledawi, Asher Shar, La Yahuwah, al divrei Kush, Ben Yamin, Shigayon, impulsive speech of David, that he sang to he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, concerning the matter of Kush,
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 Ben
Yamini,
Ben,
the Benjamite. Here he breaks the
first verse.
Here in the KJV, the King James Version, usually the superscription. It's a superscription right here. Hebraically, the first verse, the Aleph, the first verse. Here, Mizmor Zayin. Mizmor Zayin. Mizmor Zayin. Psalm 7. And here, Midrash note on Ben Yamini. Ben Yamini. Benjamite. David uses Kush. Ben Yamini. Kush the Benjamite as a circumlocution for King Saul because of the danger in cursing the name of the king or the king by name. So here, David, according to Midrash notes, he uses Kush, Ben Yamini, Kush, the Benjamite, or Kush, the Benjamite, as a circumlocution for King Saul, for Shaul HaMelech, because of the danger in cursing the king by name. And here a circumlocution is defined as the use of
many words where fewer would do, especially in a deliberate attempt to be vague and evasive. What does circumlocution mean? The use of an unnecessarily large number of words to express an idea, had no patience with diplomatic circumlocutions. Evasion in speech, circumlocutions concerning what constitutes torture, for example. So a circumlocution is basically defined, according to the Oxfordian definitions of the English, as the use of many words where fewer would do, especially in a deliberate attempt to be vague or evasive. Paraphrasing, as it were. So Dawit refers to Kush Benyamini as a circumlocution for Shaul HaMelech, King Saul, because of the danger in cursing and cussing the king, HaMelech, by name, Bishon. So the verse here, Shigayon, impulsive speech, Shigayon, Lidawid Asher Shala Yahuwah Ala Divrei Kusha Ben Yamini, of David, that he sang to he who be, we be to Jehovah concerning the matter of Kush, Ben Yamini, Kush the Benjamite. This verse is to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Kohelet, in the preacher called Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 20. Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought. Gam de madaika meleka alatik alel. Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought. Gam, also gam, bi madaika, in thy thought, melek, the king, altik alel, curse not. That is, curse not the melek, the king, who lives in thine own time. Curse not the king that lives in thine own Iowa, thine own time. And curse not the rich in thy bedchamber, the verse goes on to say, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. Uwa v'chadreya misha kavka alatik alela. Ashir, and curse not the rich, in thy bed chamber. Ua be chadreya misha kavka alatik alel. That is to say, not even to thyself. Curse the rich man who lives in thine own time, in thy own Iowa. For a bird of the ear shall carry the voice, the verse goes on to read, for a bird of the ear shall carry the voice, shall carry the voca. Okay, key off Hashemayim. You're craving. And here a Midrash note on by the raven, what Rav Yirmiyahu, Ermias,
Jeremiah said, whatever thou sayest of the king of the Melech or the Asher will be carried to them by the raven. The Midrash notes said that the ancients, the Kadmonim, right, they regarded the raven as a prophetic bird. The ancients regarded the raven as a prophetic bird. Or Midrash on Mizmor Zain, Psalm 7, goes on to say, or revealed to them by divination from the flight of birds. And that which hath wings shall tell the matter. The verse here in Kohelet, in the preacher Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 20, goes on to say, and that hath wings shall tell the matter. Uva Allah Knafim Yageda Davar. And that which hath wings. And that which owns wings, that has wings, the owner of the wings, Uva Allah Knafim, shall tell the matter. Yagid, to tell. Dabar. Yagid, davar, shall tell the matter. Indeed, for such cusses, even walls have ears. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, asked David, in saying, according to the words of Mizmor Wow, the sixth psalm, 11th verse, let all thine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed, 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 Yevoshu, amod, koloi vai, all mine enemies, may all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Yeboshu, we yebahilu mod, kol oibai. All mine enemies shall be ashamed. Yeboshu, and sore affrighted and vexed. We ye bahilu mod, call oy bay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked David in saying, may all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Why dost thou cuss? Why does the eye curse? Why dost thou curse mine anointed? Mine Moshiach. Dost thou not call Shaul enemy? Oyev. As is said, according to the words of Psalm 18, first verse, Hebraically superscription in the KJV, David spoke the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies. From the hand of Saul. From the hand of Shaul. Lam natzeach le'avadi Yahuwa le'David asher diber la'Yahuwa et divrei ha'shira hazot b'yom hitzili Yahuwa oto kafa kol oibayo umiyad Shaul.
Shaul.
David.
David.
The words of this song in the day that Yahweh, that he who be, we be, that Jehovah delivered him from the hand of all his enemies.
Enemy.
From the hand of Saul. Lanatzeach le'eved Yahweh le'David asher diber la'Yahweh et divrei hashira hazot b'yom hitzil Yahweh oto mikaf kol oibayo u miyad Shaul. David replied, Rivon shel ha'olamim, Master of the universe, universal master, do not fetch up against me words spoken impulsively, as though they had been spoken deliberately. And here, Midrash note. As though they had been spoken deliberately.
Deliberately.
Do not fetch up. Spoken deliberately. Such is the P.E., the printed edition. Some say the E.T., the edited text is corrupt. A variant reading is the words spoken in malice. That thou, the I, bringest up against me were, really, spoken in misunderstanding. As scripture says, according to Psalm 19, verse 13, who can understand his impulsive words? Shagiot. Who can understand his impulsive words? Shagiot. Miyavin. Who can discern errors? Shagiot. Mi yabin. Who can discern or hear? Who can understand? Mi yabin. Mi who yabin. To understand, understand, overstand. Mi yabin. Who can understand his impulsive words. Shagiot. Who can discern errors?
Me, it is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahdo, to true teaching.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Of Shigayon, impulsive speech, Shigayon, Lidawi, impulsive speech of David, according to today's daily psalm, Hebraically, verse 1, Rav Yehuda, Judah, said in the name of Rav Lewi, Levi, Dawi, David, let slip three imprecations against
Shaul against Saul. And each one of the three afflicted Saul. Dawid said in 1 Samuel 26 and 10, Chayau, as Jehovah liveth, nay, but Yahuwah shall smite him. And so it befell Shaul, and so it befell Saul. Dawid said, or his day shall come to die. And so it befell Shaul, it befell Saul. David said, or he shall go down into battle, and be swept away. And so it befell Shaul, and so it befell Saul. For it is written in 1 Samuel 31 and 6, so Shaul, Saul died, and his three sons. Why did David swear, Hayahuwah, as Jehovah liveth, Hayahuwah. Why did David swear, as Jehovah liveth, Hayahuwah? According to Rav Eliezer, Dawid took the name of Yahuwah, Jehovah, to help him resist his Yetzer Hara, his evil inclination, his Yetzer Hara, declaring, Chayahuwah, as Jehovah liveth, I shall not do this thing. According to Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, Dawid took the name, the Hashem of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, to restrain Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, declaring, Chayahuwah, as Jehovah liveth, if thou strikest and sheddest the blood of this righteous man, I shall mingle thy blood with his blood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle of One, blessed be he, said to Dawid, to David, to David, Shaul, Saul, had one concubine, according to 2 Samuel 3 and 7, only one, as if to say, even after Shaul, after Saul was made Melech, was made king, Nagu, he continued to be a humble man. But scripture says of thee, according to 2 Samuel 5 and 13, David took more concubines out of Yerushalayim, out of Jerusalem. And thou, the eye, likenest thyself to Saul? Saul sacrifices possessions for the sake of Yisrael's milchama, war, as it is said in 1 Samuel 11 and 7. He took a yoke of oxen and cut them in pieces and sent them throughout Yisrael. And thou likenest thyself to Shaul, to Saul? Of Saul it is said in 2 Samuel 1 and 23, swifter than eagles, stronger than lions. Rav Lewi said, these words mean that Saul ran 60 miles in one day. According to Rav Simon, he ran 120 miles. And according to the Rebbeinot, the rabbis, he ran 180 miles. When? When the ark was taken by the Philistines. As scripture relates in 1 Samuel 4 and 12, there ran a man of Benjamin, out of the army, and came to Shiloh the same day with his clothes rent
and with earth upon Rosho, his head, his Ras. The man of Ben Yamin, Benjamin, being Shaul, being Saul. And thou likenest thyself to Shaul, to Saul, a man who goes to a house where a feast is going on, does not take his sons with him because he is afraid of the evil eye. Yet, though Saul knew that the measure of divine justice was about to strike him, when he went to war, he took his sons with him. But thy men said to thee, to the eye, in 2 Samuel 21 and 17, thou shalt go no more out with us to war, that thou quench not the light of Yisrael, the light of Israel. And thou likenest thyself to Shaul, to Saul. Saul observed the Levitical precautions of purity, even when he ate common food, as is implied by the verse in 1 Samuel 9:24. And the cook took up the sign, and that which was a punish, and set it before Saul. And the cook, Vayarem had avach et ha-shoka, v'he aleha, Vayasem lifnei ha-shaul. And the cook took up the sign, and that which was upon it, Vayarem had avach et ha-shoka, v'he aleha, v'he aleha, that which was upon it, the aleha, aleha, and set it before Saul, Vayasem lifnei Shaul, according to 1 Samuel 9:24. The word aleha, 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 the word aleha, according to Rav Yohanan, has the same meaning as aleha in the phrase the thigh together with the fat tail, the aleha. But according to Rav Eliezer, aleha means, quote, that which was upon it, v'he aleha, that which was upon her, that which was upon it. Thus, this verse proves that even when Saul ate common food, he observed the Levitical precautions of purity. And thou, the eye, likenest thyself to Shaul. Another comment on Shigayon Ledawi, Shigayon of David. This phrase is to be considered in the light, the illumination of what scripture says elsewhere, according to Job 12 and 16. With him is strength and wisdom, Tushia, the deceived and the deceiver, Shogeg or Mashke, are his. Here, strength refers to Torah, which has direction, instruction, HaTorah. Of that, it is said in Psalm 29:11, Yahuwah, Jehovah will give strength to Amo, his people, and wisdom to Shia, also refers to Torah. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said that HaTorah, the Torah, is called Tushia, the weakener, because its study depletes the strength of the body, the strength of the body and of the eyes.
What does the phrase Shogegu Mashke mean? According to Rav Simeon ben Lakish, it means, quote, prophets and their prophecies. Shogegu Mashke. According to Rav Yohanan, it means, quote, the madman, the madman, and the madness, end quote. According to the Rebbenata rabbis, it means that if a man occupies himself with HaTorah, HaTorah, the Torah will occupy him, as it is said in Job, in Job 19:4. Be it indeed that I am occupied, Shagiti, that wherewith I am occupied will stay with me, with I. And as it is also said in Proverbs 5:19, because of thy love of her, because of thy love of her, thou art always occupied, Tishke. Moreover, HaTorah, God's direction, instruction, the teaching of His Majesty stays with such a man, not only during his lifetime, it will be with him even in the hour, the hour of his death. Said David, for that hour I pray, Shigayon le David, Shigayon of David, accordingly means, quote, the occupation of David, end quote. What do the words concerning the matter of Cush, the Benjamite, al divrei Cush ben Yamini, mean? According to Rav Chinena Bar Papa, David said, according to Genesis 39:7, he said, as the wife of Yosef's master accosted Joseph, saying, lie with me, in Genesis 39:7, and then complained, the Hebrew servant whom thou hast brought to us, to I and I, came in to me to mock me, in Genesis chapter 39, verse 17. So, Shaul, Saul, complained in 1 Samuel 22 and 8, Bini, my son, have stirred up my servant against me, against I, to lie in wait. And David went on, quote, even as the Cushite woman, the wife of Joseph's master, used lies against him, so Shaul, Saul, the Benjamite, used lies against me, against I. Rav Acha replied, quote, but it is not true that when a man requests Elohim to rebuff the insult offered to him, he will not be punished for such a request. Why then should David have spoken of his request as shigayon, impulsive speech? Rav Chanina answered, because David rejoiced in song at the fall of Shaul, Saul, as is said, he sang la Yahuwah to Jehovah, Asher shar la Yahuwah, concerning the matter of Cush the Benjamite, all of divrei Cush ben Yamini, though it is written in Proverbs 24:17, rejoice not when thine enemy falleth. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to David, if Saul's fate had been thy fate, or if thy fate had been his fate,
how many Davids would I have caused to perish for his sake? Yo, El Hai, Bika, Chasiti, Hosha'ini, Mikol Rodfai, Wichatleini. O Jehovah, my Elohim, Yo, El Hai, in the eye, Bika, Bika, do I take refuge, Bika, Chasiti. Today's daily psalm, Hebraically Psalm 7, verse 2. Rav Yaakov, Jacob, said, since the numerical value of the letters in the word Bika, in the I, male, Bika, equals 22, the word refers to thy Torah, Torateka, that is written with 22 letters of the Aleph Beit, of the Ivrit Aleph Beit, the Hebrew alphabet. Hosha'ini, Mikol Rodfai, with Chatzlein, Pen Yitrof Ka'aryeh, Nashi Boreka, Ve'ein Matzil, save I, lest they tear my soul like a lion. Pen yitrofa k'arye nafshi porek, rending it in pieces porek, while there is none, no one to deliver. Wein matzil. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 7, 2b, 2, verse 3. David said, like the lion who crouches over his prey and tears it to pieces, so Doeg and Ahitophel, so Doeg and Ahitophel crouch over me, over I, to tear I the pieces. And Wayne Matzil, and there is none to deliver. In all the host of Saul, not even one man, not even one man, not even one man pleaded for my deliverance, for my deliverance. Yahweh Hai. Im asiti zot, im yesh avela be kapo, im gamalti sholmi ra'a, wa halzaz oria rekam, yiradofo oyeva nafshia we yasek. Oh, Jehovah my Elohim, Yahuwah Elohai, if I have done this, Im asiti zot, if there be iniquity in my hands, im yesh avela bikapo, if I have requited him that did evil to me, that did evil to I, im gamaltia sholmi ra'a, if without cause I oppress, I downpress him that was mine enemy, make the enemy pursue my soul, my psyche, and overtake her. Wa echaltzat ori arekama, yiradofo yeva nafshi v'yaseg. In scripture, such phrases as, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, im asiti zot, im yesh avela bikapo, regularly introduce an oath, as in the verse from Job 31, verses 38 to 40, quote,
If my land crieth out against me, against I, and the furrows thereof weep together, if I have eaten the fruits thereof without money, or have caused the owners thereof to lose their life, let thistles make thistles grow instead of wheat, and cockles instead of barley. And if I have requited him that did evil to me, the word him refers to an Israelite. And if without cause I downpressed him that was mine enemy, the word enemy refers to any of the nations, the Goyim, the hostile Gentiles of the earth. In another comment, the verse is read, if without cause I stripped him that was mine enemy, wa echalta tzori reka. These words refer to the incident when, according to 1 Samuel 24 and 5, David arose and privily cut off the skirt of Saul's robe. Immediately, David's heart smote him because he had cut off Shaul's skirt, according to 1 Samuel 24 and 5 and verse 6. According to Rav Yehuda, Judah, David said contritely, quote, so modest is Saul. Is there much difference to him between having his skirt cut off or Rosho, his head cut off? End quote. According to Rav Nechemayu, David said contritely, quote, in cutting off Saul's skirt, I prevented Saul for a time from wearing knotted fringes. Unaware that the skirt of his robe had been cut off, Saul looked for it and, not finding it, asked Abner, quote, where is the skirt of my robe? And Abner replied, it was torn off by a thorn bush. It is said that upon hearing Abner say this, David cried, shouted out after Saul, Abi, see the skirt of thy robe in Yadi, in my hands. From this we learn that honoring one's chotein, father-in-law, is as much a duty as honoring one's father. Rav Nehemiah taught that David spoke the words Abi Re to Shaul, and the words Yay See to Abner. But the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, taught that he said Abi Re See to Abner, who was mighty as a lion, as an Aryeh in understanding of Torah, and that he said Yay See to Shaul. When David took away the spear and the cruse of water from near Shaul's Rosh, from near Saul's head, in the barricade where Shaul lay, David cried to Abner, answerest thou not, Abner? As if to say, quote, art thou not he who declared the skirt of Saul's robe was torn away by a thorn bush? The spear and the cruse, have they also been torn away by a thorn bush? Of this it is written,
Of this it is written, 2 Samuel 3, verses 24 to 26. Joab came and said to David, "Why hast thou sent him away? Thou knowest Abner came to deceive thee." At once Joab sent messengers, and they brought Abner back on account of Bor-Sirah. It was Bor-Sirah, Abner's deception of Shaul, with the story of the pit, the boar, and the thorn bush, Sirah, that brought it about that Abner was smitten by Joab. If without cause I oppressed, downpressed, and smote him that was mine enemy. These words of Arim are to be read in the light and illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere. What Scripture says in 2 Samuel 8 and 2. David smote the Moabites, making them lie flat on the ground. He measured them with a line. He measured two lines to be put to death and one full line to keep alive. For said Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, the Moabites murdered David's father and mother and forced Ruth. But according to Rav Yehuda, Judah, the Moabites murdered David's father, mother, and also his brothers, and forced Ruth. And let make the enemy pursue Yiradof Oyev, and lay my glory in the dust forever. Ukavodi la afar. Ukavodi la afar yashkin. Ukavodi la afar yashkin. And lay my glory in the afar. Glory, kavodi, stands for David's dynasty, stands for the Davidic dynasty. Thank you.
Always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahado, the true teaching,
in which our Lord Himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach, is also of high value.
Today's daily psalm is verse 12 in the Hebrew. Elohim Shofet Sadik with El Zoaim B'Kol Yom. This is verse 11. In the English. Now the King James and King James Version. You know, and hopefully agreed. God judges the right season, and God is angry with the wicked every day. This is what it reads here in the KJV and the King James Version for verse 11, Psalm 7:11. Now when we're just going through an overview of read, we noticed something very interesting about this particular verse. Well, first of all, in the KJV, where it reads, God judges the righteous. God judges the righteous. We have in the Hebrew, Elohim Shofet Sadik. Shofet Sadik. Elohim Shofet Sadik. Elohim Shofet Sadik. Sadik, the righteous. Now, some might read this as Elohim is a righteous judge. So in the Hebrew, this could be understood as Elohim judges the righteous, and Elohim is a righteous judge. Now it's the second part of the verse after the wow, after the vav. It says with el. It's pointed as el, not a patach, right? But as the Zave, the A. So it says, with El. Some will point out, Ve'el Zo'aim, B'Kol Yom. In the basic Hebrew, it says that El is angry. He's angry bit called Yom. And here's where we have the King James Version of this particular verse, where it says, God is angry. Now, if you look in the KJV, look in the King James Version, you'll see that with the wicked is italicized. So this means that it's not really there in the Hebrew, but it's presented by the translator in order to bring out the sense for the English reader and hearer, as for the Hebrew, you know, the intelligent Hebrew reader would understand the context of it. So it says, and God is angry with the wicked every day, it should read, and God, or El. Here we have not Elohim, the full of full, but here we have the root, the El. In the sense, one puts the definite article, Ha-El. That El is angry every day. Now, what is interesting is that in the Septuagint read of this, the LXX, would be that Elohim judge is a just and strong and lenient, not anger bringing on every day. This is the way the LXX brought out, but we consider more ancient. We have the Masoretic, which is a later form that reflects somewhat, and in many respects, respectfully speaking, the ancient one, but the LXX in the Greek actually is said to reflect a little bit more. Now, here's where the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, the Authorized Amharic Bible, comes in, as we call our the Targum, or the Targum, the interpretation. Wherever there is a conflict within the interpretation of it, we tend to trust implicitly the King of Kings version, but has proven itself, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzah of Kedus, of the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, weep not, behold. So in beholding this right here, we then went to the Royal Amharic, and this is what is brought out. Oh, before we go forward, this is where the second part of the Hebraic 12th verse, which correspond in translation to the 11th verse in the English, in the KJV, where it reads in the Hebrew, Elohim shofet sadik, where El Zoaim b'kol yom. The standard translation is, God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. But in the Amharic, we have this right here. Let's bring forward the Royal Amharic, the Metzah of Kedus. So here we have Guter Asara And. Asara, 10 and And. 10 and 1. Asara And, 11. Guter Asara And, verse 11. Exiavihar Yeunetanya, no. Hailenyam takashimno hurgizem aikweta. God judges the righteous, this first phrase to the comma right here. Exiavihar yaunet, yeah, ilnet. In the Amharic, ilnet is truth, is reality. Ilnet, yeah, is the of Yeunet, of truth, Danya, we have Danya from Dan, to judge, Danya, Ekziavihar Yeunet, Danya, is the judge of truth, is the true judge. Ilnet, truth, the objective reality. Exiavihar Yeunet Danyano. He is the judge of truth. He's the judge of the objective reality. Exiavihar Yeunet Danyano. Now here it's interesting because, as we mentioned, with the Hebraic, when we look in the Masoretic, it says Elohim shofet, judge, tzadik, righteous. So Elohim is a righteous judge, but the
definite article is not there, so it can be and should be interpreted as Elohim is the righteous judge. But Elohim is a righteous judge. Elohim Shofet Sadiq. Now this is brought out beautifully in the Royal Amharic, the Book of the Seven Seals, in the Targum, the Ethiopic Targum, where it says Exiavir Yaunet, Yaunet Danyan. Yaunet, he's the judge of truth, he's the judge of the objective reality, in the sense of he is the righteous judge. It says Chaylen Yam. Chaylenyam. Now here in the Royal Park it's Chaylenyam. Chaylenyam is interesting because it's from Chayil. Chayil. I'm the Ethiopic Chayil. Linked to the Hebrew Chayil. Linked to the Hebrew Ayal. Ayale. Chayale. To be strong, to be powerful. Also linked to the Hebrew Ayal. Ayal. Ayal and Elohim. So we have Chaylenyam, powerful. Chaylenyam, he's powerful. Tagashim, Tagashim, Tagashim is patient. So he's powerful and patient. Chaylenyam, Tagashim, no. Chaylenyam, and he is powerful, overpowering, even in that sense. Chaylenyam, Tagashim. Tagashim, Tagashim, and patient. Tagash, patient, Tagashim, and patient, no. And he is powerful. He's powerful and patient. Exiavir Yaunet Danyan, no. Chaylenyam, Tagashim, no. Hul Gizem, Aikweta. Hul Gizem, always. Hul, all. Hulu, Hulu, from the ancient Kul, Kul, Kulu. When we say call, in the Hebrew, call. In the Ethiopic, we say kul, kul. In the Amharic, we say hul, hul, as in hulu. Hulu means all. Here we have it kind of compressed in the sense of hul, hul, all, gize, all the time. The gize, hul gize, always. Here we have hul gizem, hul gizem. And the suffix in all, main for the and, hul gizem, and always and all the time, hul gizem, I quit, quita, kuta, kuta, angry, I quit, not angry, he's not angry always, he's not angry all the time. Exiavihir yaunet danyan, chaylenyam tagashim. Now, this obvious is not what we have in the KJV. In the KJV, the King James Version, verse 11, Psalm 7, verse 11, it says, God judges the righteous, which should really read that God or Elohim is the righteous judge, is the righteous judge, or the judge of the truth, the judge of the objective reality. Exiavihir yaunet danyan, chaylenyam tagashim. He is powerful, tagashim, and patient. Another aspect of the word chayl and chaylenya. Chaylenya is powerful, but like if we have an Chaylenya nefas, nefas, the wind, like a powerful wind. It can also be interpreted as a violent wind, in that sense of the strength, the overpoweringness. Now this is contrasted with tagash, tagash. In other words, to be lenient. Now the LXX, the LX, or the Septuagint, brings out that Elohim, judge, is a just, or Elohim is a just judge. Elohim is a just judge. Hoteos kriteis dikaios. Hoteos kriteis dikaios. That Elohim, theos, hoteos, the God, the true God. Judge is just, a just judge. Kai iskrios, iskrios, iskrios kai. Makarota, makrotimos, makrotimos, and strong. Iskrios, strong, Kai, and Makrotimos, he's lenient. So we have the sense of Hailenyam, Tagashimno, he's strong and lenient. That balance here. Now here the Septuagint has, may or gain epagon, not anger bringing, kat on hekasten, each hemeron, not bringing on each day. Not bringing on anger, not anger, bringing on each day. So in other words, from the Septuagint, bringing out the archaic Hebrew that it was translated from. In other words, the Septuagint, the Greek, reflects an older witness of an older manuscript of the Hebrew. In many ways, it agrees with the Masoretic or the Hebrew text, but in many ways, there are these differences, and this is what we seek, and this is what we study, you know, to see where it agrees, and it's agreeable, but these areas when we notice, this is a different read here, because here it says that he is not angry. It's this whole question about anger. He's not angry every day. And even bringing out the attributes. Now, once again, when we look at the Hebrew of this particular verse, of verse 11 in Psalm 7, it says, Elohim shofet tzadik, we'el, and el, zo'aim, to be angry. But now, what kind of anger is zo'aim? What kind of anger? Now, the age 2194, we have za'am, right? We have za'am. Za'am probably means to foam at the mouth. You know, somebody says somebody's foaming mad, right? Za'am, which is to be interpreted enraged. He's not enraged. So it's not even just anger in the anger sense, but here is enraged from the Hebrew. Or to abhor is often how it's translated from the KJV, or to abominate, to regard something as abominable, like when you're foaming mad and angry and raging in that sense. Right? Or often also this word za'am in the form zo'aim, one who is indignant, one who's indignant. Right, or even defiant can bring out that sense of defiant, angry. So here it's translated as anger, but from the root, the Hebrew root, zo'aim, at the root za'am. Za'am, the H2194, is to be enraged, or in the sense of foaming at the mouth. Anger. And now, the Hebrew here says that with el, Zo'am, he is angry, kol yom, all the day. But the Septuagint, get this, the Septuagint and the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, the Book of the Seven Seals of the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Revelation 5:5, right, shows I and I the truth radiant. So just zooming in on this, so in looking at the verse, we're saying, how could this perhaps have come about? Well, we see this right here in the sense of the Aleph and the Lamed, or the A and the L, how the A and the L is pointed. And in going over this, we notice that if we were to read this in the sense of we'al, instead of el, we read it as el is speaking of el, of Elohim, of the true God, of el, ha'el, of the God, of the el, right? To say that El Zo'aim, that he's almost implying this as an attributional name, that he is the God of anger all the day. He is the God of anger, of rage all the day, of wrath all the day.
we el zo'ein, the call, hulgize, the call yom. The Hebrew brings out all the day. So through a nuance of pointing, right, through a nuance of pointing, but also another key is that the attribute of strength and leniency that we have both in the Septuagint and in the HSV, the Authorized, Revised, and Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Amharic Bible, and the Septuagint agree right here. So just to share that, you know, share this word, you know, this word right here with today's daily psalm, this psalm, Psalm 7, verse 11. And the correct reading, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, has the correct reading. We see the attributes of strength and lenience. That might have, you know, might be a corrupted manuscript, or we have it preserved in the LXX. We have, it says, two or three witnesses. Every matter is established.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom, Sembet salam. Look a long outro right there. But a rhema word, a little medi right here. concerning that verse there, Psalm 7, verse 11. The two agree, Septuagint, His Majesty's Bible, come from the Ethiopic. And with a slight repointing we mentioned there, but then a rhema word, instead of we'el zoeim, kol hayom, and instead of we'al zoeim, kol hayom, it may be also pointed as we'lo, reversing the letters. Sometimes that happens, you know, with writing and rewriting of things. But there, my brothers and sisters, look more, rest and refresh for the Shabbat time. Shabbat shalom, semet salam, Hashem Yeshua, Hamoshia, shalom, harim, shalom, lehitarot.